We're going to have a new show that's going to come on, and it will air twice per week. I haven't actually decided on where it's going to air. It'll probably air a couple of times per day on the day that we air an episode. And this is a new creation that comes from a familiar former partnership. And the show is called, well, why don't we meet the host? Let me say hi to my buddy, South California skater, skateboard man, and professional theologian, Mr. Timothy Gordon, and the author of Catholic Republic. Hey, brother, how are you?
What's up, Mike? How are you this morning?
I am well. So, what is the name of this new fancy show that you and the Ginger and your brother David have?
It's Rules for Retrograde, and we're excited to be joining the Crusade Network.
So, Rules for Retrograde. Tell me about Rules for Retrograde. What's a retrograde?
A retrograde, well, people, we have five shows in the books, actually tonight, which will be airing tomorrow. We're interviewing Susan from the Parish Council, by the way. First live interview, world premiere, baby. It's good stuff. So, everyone be there. Go to Timothy Gordon on YouTube.com. Rules for Retrogrades is a book that my brother and I are writing. It's the opposite of the Rules for Radicals. Right? It's 40 rules for retrograde. What's a retrograde? It is a Roman Catholic, properly understood. A Roman Catholic that doesn't care about the clans. We're always talking about unite the clans. I don't even care about the clans. The whole idea behind a retrograde is if you are a faithful Roman Catholic who believes in the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ, and you reject modernism within the church, then I don't care what camp you call yourself from or what tribe or what clan or any of those other words from Hilltop, England. That's it. And we're excited to be joining the Crusade Radio Network. The Crusade Retrogrades will be, I guess, what we're called behind your paywall, Mike.
So, this is how this is going to work. The boys are doing, what, three episodes per week or two?
Yeah, for out on our own at YouTube, we'll do three, you know, and those are like an hour.
Right.
We have five in the books, but for you, we agreed to do two like half-hour additional material episodes behind your paywall.
Right, so this is how this is going to work. So when they're out there on YouTube, which you can watch at Rules for Retrogrades, is that what the YouTube channel is called, Tim?
It's my YouTube channel, so it's Timothy Gordon. We just got going last week. We're almost at 5,000 subscribers in a week, so we feel pretty darn good about that. But, yeah, so Timothy Gordon, Rules for Retrogrades, put that in your search parameter. My name should do it, though.
Now, the other day you interviewed Buster Douglas for one of your first shows, the guy that knocked out Mike Tyson. How did that go?
Oh, it was excellent. It was excellent. I'm trying to bring him into one of the places I work to talk to the high school kids. They were pretty excited about that. I'm not sure if it'll happen, but, man, he's a great guy. Just one of these guys where if I had an hour to interview him instead of 30 or 35 minutes, you just such a good dude. You want to bring him the faith, you know, in every subtle or clear way.
So, Rules for Retrograde then stars Timothy Gordon, David Gordon, his brother, and they call their buddy the Ginger. You don't call him the Ginger on the show, do you?
I mean, we'll occasionally use his name, which is Mr. Chris Plant. He's an old friend, and yeah. But he is the ginger to you, ginger to the public, Mr. Chris Plant, scriptural expert.
You know, it's funny that, okay, so I met Tim because I got a copy of his book, and then people were sending me TNT videos. Mike, you got to watch TNT. And then Tim came on, and we talked about the Catholic Republic, and then Tim came on a second time, talked about a little bit more about another the issue that comes up in the book, Little R Republicanism, as it applies in 2019 to people that are struggling with some of these things, and struggling with not only with the church. That's a big struggle, but with government as well, which the kind of the history that's in the Catholic Republic will help you get through that. But Tim and I started talking, and I found out the more that I talked on the phone to Tim, we became like we were old drinking buddies or something. He called me the other day, and I said, Gordon, the only reason I'm picking a phone up from Bakersfield, California with on caller ID is because I think it might be you.
Yeah, remember I was like, usually when you get an unknown call from Bakersfield, California, it's a meth dealer making a wrong number or something.
So Tim floated this idea to me about 3 weeks ago. And I made some suggestions on how they might be able to, as they say, monetize this, but kind of get their rules for retrogrades into a radio format, because you know, the video format is obviously conducive for video. But you know, when you're doing business with the people at YouTube, you know, you're always on a list to be a marked man and to be gotten rid of. And so I kind of stressed that to Tim, and Tim talked to the boys, and they agreed, hey, if the King Dude will let us on the Crusade channel, we're all in. So, folks, this is the way this is going to work. They will make two separate 30-minute episodes per week, around 30 minutes. We're not going to hold them to it. Two 30-minute episodes per week, and we will air them probably around the time of the Barrett brief or immediately thereafter, so that we have a little bit of a lead in and we can promote it. As we build a library up and as we get enough episodes, then we could start picking a day and then a time, because 230 minutes will obviously make an hour. So we would do that. But here's the cool thing for the Crusade channel. And this is where this is, Tim, this is Catholic Republic solidarity at work. You guys go out and you broadcast your three awesome shows on YouTube for free every week. You're building an audience up. And then they tell the YouTube audience, hey, guys, we do really cool stuff for radio on the Crusade channel. And that's how we're kind of monetizing this little project. So you guys can go and sign up and using our affiliate link. And it benefits Mike and it benefits Tim, David, and the ginger. So, Chris. So that's how this is going to work. That's true solidarity at work, isn't it, brother?
Yes, sir. The most beautiful form, even if it involves the ginger.
Even if it involves a ginger. Now, I got to ask a question. How are you going to interview Susan from the parish council when she's a fictitious character?
Oh, Mike, she is real.
Really?
She's as real as you are. Well, I mean, it's funny. So people are asking her this on Twitter. How are you going on Rules for Retrogrades? You're fictitious. And Susan, you know, always in, never missing a stride, always in character, said, oh, I'm real. I'm everywhere. So, I'm in your council. I'm in your parish school. I'm in your local chancery. I am Susan. So, yeah, it's going to be funny. People are all wondering how we're going to deal with that tonight, and we're very excited because, you know, having gotten through the Shamazon Synod and Pachamama and tons of interesting news, now we're going to get Susan's hot take in the flesh. People are going to have to wait and see how she'll appear.
Susan's hot take. Now, if you're looking at the Rules for Retrograde logo, and there's a couple of different ones. One has a shield in the middle of it with a cross on it. Another one has a hooded skull with a hooded skull with these slogan, Fuimus quandoque quod estis. And a quote, sumus hoc eritis. Does that actually mean something? I could probably translate that if I actually set my mind to it. Or is that just a bunch of stuff you guys threw up there and went, nobody will try to figure it out. Just throw it up there.
No, that's that comes straight from the Capuchin Crypt. It's a little monastery church built in the Barberini Plaza of Rome. There's so many churches there, you overlook them because you're just walking from church to church like a Starbucks in Seattle. And the entire crypt is made from the skulls of dead monks. And what the expression means, accordingly, is what we are now, you soon will be, and what you were, we once were.
I see that now.
It's a memento mori kind of thing. Remember your own death. This is really the most chastening thought in the world, is to remember your own death. And it's really all that makes a human being holy.
And you know what's you know what's funny about that? If you're in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, Ms. O'Connell has put a graphic image up of that crypt, and you can see all the skulls. You know, Tim and I were talking about this yesterday when we were, or two days ago when we were chatting, and I said, I bet a lot of people look at the hooded skull and go, you guys are morbid. What's wrong with you? Having the skull is not a Catholic symbol. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, excuse me? I said, I can show you paintings of St. Thomas Aquinas where he's seated at a desk with a candle and a quill pen. And what else is on the desk? A skull.
A skull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tim, you knew the name of a very famous, there's a very famous painting of a monk that has, he's actually looking out into the yonder, and he's got a skull on his desk. You know, we forget that.
Alcuin the Great.
Yes, Alcuin the Great. And we forget that memento mori, as Tim said, to remember death, this is part of the Catholic faith. Why? Because you're going to die in a death in this life, but if you believe the creed, and we all do, then you're going to have a life that's going to be forever. So you remember death so that you can prepare for that life that's going to last forever. And you wind up on the good side of the four final things. So this is cool. Go ahead.
Just think about St. Alphonsus Liguori, Preparation for Death and Dying. I mean, that little book, I don't know if you've ever read it, Mike, but it's not a pick me up. It's all about, he describes the smell of a dead child at a funeral in his little town growing up in great detail. He spends like 3 pages on it, and the whole point is you're not going to feel like going and starting your morning with a bowl of Wheaties or anything. It's not going to pep you up in the bodily sense, but it will in the spiritual sense, to remember every day your death. One, it makes us better fighters, because that's what we are. We're Christian soldiers for Christ.
Right.
And it makes us more committed to our prayer life by about a hundredfold.
By about a hundredfold. And St. Alphonsus is very good at describing things very very vividly, if you will. You know, and there's a that sermon by Port Leonard, St. Leonard of Port Morris, where he describes the reality of hell and then the actual process of death. And it's very graphic. And this is to remind the penitent Christian, or the Christian who should be penitent, this is to remind you that, you know, what's going to happen to this body. And the fact that, and it's just in God's providence, Tim. It's just the way God designs things to work. And he's God. He's in charge. He knows what he's doing. He makes them perfect. The liver, for example, you know, one of the first things that is examined in a case for a saint that's not that they say is incorrupt is what? What do they go looking for? The liver. First thing, if they pull the whole liver out, you got an incorrupt. If there's nothing there, you don't have an incorrupt. Why? Because the liver turns to liquid. It's the first thing that goes. It turns to liquid. And this begins the process. And the point of the saints pointing this out to us, I think, Tim, is they're telling us, hey, dude, It's the soul that's animating the body. It's not the brain. It's the soul that's keeping that thing from turning into liquid. And when the soul leaves, well, it's just another chicken liver sitting there ready to start getting rotten.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff, man. I mean, I forgot that the liver was the first thing that they looked at. But, I mean, the other part of it is that your Incorruptibles highlight points out to me is the fact that, like, we're Catholics. We're not Donatists. We're not Protestants. We're not we're more Aristotelian than we are Platonic. And what I mean by that is we don't hate the body. You know, we don't hate the kinds of well-ordered good fun that even come from the body, mm-hmm. you know. But we also acknowledge our own death and the fact we acknowledge the reality of bodies. You know, well-ordered bodily pleasures are good, you know, and virtuous as long as they're well-ordered. But also we're very realistic about things like, you know, All Saints and All Souls Day. You know, it is to be celebrated that human life begins and ends. And a lot of Catholics out there are kind of forgetting this the way the Protestants do. And so I think that all this incorruptible talk, a skull on your desk as you write, memento mori, remembering your death, I think it's all part of being very, very truly holy Catholic.
Well, there you go. Okay, so the show is Rules for Retrogrades as opposed to Rules for Radicals. And we should get our first episode, hopefully next week at some time. It'll air here on the Crusade Channel. And we should get two new ones per week. And looking forward to that. And this will be original material that is not available on the Timothy Gordon YouTube channel, where you can find Rules for Retrogrades. But I encourage all of you to go and follow Tim on, and many of you already are. You know how many fans you already have that are Crusade Channel guys? There's about 15 people out of 35 in the chat room that are already our subscribers to the Rules for Retrogrades Timothy Gordon YouTube channel.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's batting like 45%. I like that.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
up, guys? Glad to be with you. Mike Church is the OG of Catholic radio, Catholic broadcasting, and I always tell everyone this. Whenever I've made the rounds and gone on different people's shows over the last year, you know, you say, hey, I've listened to your show, and you're not lying because you've listened for, you know, at least a couple months maybe, or a couple research shows or whatever. You're not fibbing, but Mike Church, the Mike Church show, back in 2014, when I was working at a law firm, carried me through, man, because I hated working at that law firm, but just you on the founders and stuff, the guests you would have, I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan for a long time, so it's a real honor, really.
Well, thank you, brother. It's a real honor. You know what? It's a great honor to see all this talent that's coming out here. The Rules for Retrogrades, the guys that we introduced last week, Joe and Joe, Richard Barrett, who is now almost completing 2 years here with us on the Crusade Channel, Aaron Barker, as I said, Timothy and David Gordon, and their friend Chris Plant, all this talent that's also coming, kind of congealing here on a radio station called The Crusade Channel. Can't get any more radical than that.
That's awesome. I love it.
All right, brother. Well, I know you're probably on your way to work, and you probably just arrived. Rules for Retrogrades coming to the Crusade Channel. Two new episodes per week. I encourage all of you, go follow the boys, Timothy Gordon on YouTube, and then you'll get the long-form shows. But this will be content that will be made just for us here on the Crusade Channel. And I look forward to it and many, many more conversations, brother. So congratulations on the show. You got it up quick, too. I mean, this was a pretty good, pretty big turnaround from, you know, where you left off with TNT. It wasn't 10 days and you were, boom, right back on it.
Yeah, thanks a million. I really appreciate that. That's been a lot. Boy, and let me just kick a shout out to Marshall in closing, because it's a lot of work behind the scenes, and I would just breeze onto his show, do my thing, then head out in the morning. It's a lot of work. It's really given me a different perspective, you know, from the producing angle and what you do and what everyone really does, aside from me that year on TNT. But, you know, Marshall's a great man. Everyone stay subscribed to him. Yeah, there's a lot of talent in the Catholic world now. Yeah, it's beautiful. Thanks a million, Mike, for having us.
All right, you're very welcome. We'll talk soon, all right? All right, brother?
Peace, brother.
All right, peace out. And you got to remember, Bitter Church, what are you, turned into a hippie? Are you a hipster now? He's a California guy. He uses some California lingo. It's just kind of funny, actually.